This is KNBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. For those that make up the class of 2020, some 9,000 high school seniors across the state, their final sports seasons have been cut short, and proms and graduations have been postponed or canceled. Alaska Public Media's Myowa Aina found a few seniors who are taking these transitions in stride.
It was just 4 months ago, back in January, when the first case of COVID-19 was detected in the United States. Students had just started the second half of their school year, and for seniors, that meant ensuring they were on track for graduation, thinking about what colleges they were going to or what jobs they would prepare for, and how they would make the most of their last year with their closest friends before moving on to the next phase of their lives. Love Katuanga is 17. She's a senior at Alaska Middle College School in Anchorage. She says she'd heard about the coronavirus in January, but wasn't really that concerned.
I honestly didn't think, like, this pandemic would do anything, like, to affect, like, me, like, probably indirectly, like, because, like, I was like, oh, it's, like, on the other side of the world. No way is it going to come near us.
She says it wasn't until she started getting emails about an extended spring break, and then another one about schools being closed until May 1st, and then another one about prom being canceled, that she started to worry.
It was like, okay, wow, so this is, like, affecting me directly, like, me, myself, and I.
Katuanga had an idea of how her senior year would go. She says she was really looking forward to graduation and a graduation party, prom night with her best friend. But now...
Now I feel, like, kind of lost right now because, like, for example, with college admissions, like, some of the colleges are like, suspending, like, admission decisions because schools are shut down right now, so they can't really, like, review applications. So it's just, I don't know, it's a very confusing time right now.
She says even though she's still processing these rapid changes, thinking about going to college and getting her bachelor's degree in English keeps her in good spirits. Katie McKenna, a senior at Juneau Douglas High School in Juneau, says ending her school year this way is a bit of a shock. Her district hadn't even had spring break yet when school closure began.
So we didn't really get to say goodbye to anybody. And so just knowing that that was the last time I'll probably see a lot of those kids was really interesting considering the fact that I've grown up with them. And a lot of those kids I've known since sixth grade or even kindergarten.
McKenna is the president of the student council. She's on the track team, an officer in her school's National Honor Society, and an environmental activist. She's deciding between different offers from universities, but canceled campus visits and student preview days have her considering other options.
I'm also kind of thinking about a gap year just because... I'm interested in it, and I was before this pandemic unraveled, but also because if schools are going to be doing online classes in the fall, I would want to make sure I got, like, the most out of my 4 years.
McKenna says her worries come in waves that are hard to predict, that sometimes she does get sad, but she says she keeps reminding herself of one important point.
I can take not having a track season at the end of my senior year so other people have, like, a better chance to live. Like, when you frame it that way, it totally puts it in perspective.
Both Katuanga and McKenna say they are thinking of ways to still be able to mark those major milestones personally with their families and friends. The Anchorage School District has convened an ad hoc committee of teachers and students to think about what celebrations are feasible, but the Juneau School District will not have a graduation ceremony this year. Other districts, like the Matsu Borough School District, are planning to host graduations online. Katuanga and McKenna say it's comforting just knowing that they're in the same boat as thousands of other seniors across the state and millions across the country. The pandemic is one of the last few things that bonds the class of 2020 together, even though they're apart. In Anchorage, I'm Myowa Aina.
And for KNBA News, I'm Tripp Krause.